Hey there, wonderful mamas. Welcome to Authentically Postpartum Pediatric Sleep Edition. I'm your host, Karen Del Martin, certified birth and postpartum doula, and a fellow mama to three amazing girls that has navigated the twists and turns of postpartum life. Thank you for joining me today as we tackle a common challenge many new parents face. That challenge is when your newborn has their days and nights mixed up. As a new parent, you may have eagerly awaited the arrival of your new little one, dreaming of those peaceful nights where they sleep soundly in their crib, but then suddenly you find yourself wide awake at 2 a.m. with a very alert and active newborn. Does this sound familiar? You're not alone. Today we'll explore why this happens, what you can do to help your baby adjust, and how to survive until they do. First, let's talk about why this happens. Newborns are still adjusting to life outside the womb. In the womb, they slept whenever they felt like it, regardless of whether it was day or night. Their circadian rhythms, the natural internal processes that regulate the sleep-wake cycle, aren't fully developed yet. This is why they might be wide awake at night and sleepy during the day. So, what can you do to help your baby distinguish day and night? Here are some tips. Expose them to natural light during the day. Open the curtains. Go for a walk outside. And make sure your baby gets plenty of daylight. Natural light helps regulate their internal clock. Keep nights dark and quiet. At night, keep your lights low and the noise to a minimum. Use a soft nightlight if you need to. See for feedings or diaper changes, but try to keep the environment calm and quiet. Establish a bedtime routine. A consistent bedtime routine can signal to your body that it's time to wind down. This could include a warm bath, a gentle massage, reading a book, or singing a lullaby. Whatever you choose, keep it soothing and predictable. Limit the daytime naps. While newborns need a lot of sleep, try to encourage more wakefulness during the day. Engage with your baby, play with them, and keep them stimulated. This can help them sleep better at night. Feedings. Try to keep nighttime feedings low-key. Avoid stimulating activities and keep interactions minimal. During the day, you can be more interactive and engaging during feedings. Adjusting your baby's sleep patterns won't happen overnight, so be patient with yourself and your little one. It's a process and it will take time. Meanwhile, here are some survival tips for you. Nap when your baby naps. Easier said than done, but catching up on sleep during the day can make those nighttime wake-ups a bit more bearable. Consider hiring a doula so that you can get that daytime nap, and you also may want to consider hiring a night nanny a few days a week to be able to get that good night's rest. Some postpartum doulas are also night nannies. If you have a partner, take turns with nighttime duties. This way, you both get some rest. Also, reach out to family or friends who can help during the day, giving you that chance to take that nap or to take a break. And ultimately, remember to eat well, stay hydrated, and find moments to relax, even if they're brief. Your well-being is crucial to your baby's care. Thank you for tuning into Authentically Postpartum. I hope these tips help you and your newborn find some balance between day and night. Remember, this phase is temporary, and soon your little one will settle into a more predictable sleep pattern. Until next time, take care and sweet dreams.